Good morning, and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Monday, April 22nd. On today's show, Dutch startup Aqua Battery secures 6 million euros from EIT InnoEnergy, Innovation Quarter, InvestNL, and others. Munich-based Smart Reporting closes a 23 million euro Series C to strengthen its presence in North America and Australia. Plus, Italian deep tech startup Lithium Lasers raises 2 million euros to take UV lasers to the next frontier. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with some exciting news in the world of sustainable energy storage. A Dutch startup called Aqua Battery has secured 6 million euro in seed funding to further develop its innovative long-term energy storage technology. The funding round was led by EIT InnoEnergy, with participation from Innovation Quarter and InvestNL. Celeste, what can you tell us about Aqua Battery and its technology?
Aqua Battery was founded in 2014 with the goal of reducing battery waste and pollution. The company has developed a unique flow battery that uses just table salt and water to store energy for long durations, typically exceeding 6 hours. This is significantly longer than most current large-scale battery storage systems, which tend to have a duration of only 1 to 4 hours.
That's fascinating. How does this saltwater battery technology actually work?
The flow battery charges using electricity from renewable sources like solar and wind. During charging, the salt is converted into two safe chemical solutions called electrolytes. When green power is needed again, these electrolytes can be converted back into salt water, releasing the stored energy. Aqua Battery is partnering with Statkraft to test the technology through a 6 to 12 month pilot project in Delft, Netherlands.
It will be very interesting to see the results of that pilot. Tell us more about the investors backing Aqua Battery in this seed round, especially EIT InnoEnergy, which led the funding.
EIT InnoEnergy is a major player driving the energy transition in Europe. Supported by the European Institute of Innovation and Technology, they invest in sustainable innovations across energy storage, renewables, smart grids, and more. InnoEnergy has an impressive track record. Its portfolio of over 200 companies is projected to generate 110 billion euro in revenue and save over 2 gigatons of CO2 emissions by 2030. These companies have already collectively raised over 9.7 billion.
With 6 million euro in fresh funding, what are the next steps for Aqua Battery?
The company plans to use the seed investment to further develop its long-duration energy storage technology, make new hires to expand the team, and begin initial production. If the pilot with Statkraft is successful, Aqua Battery's saltwater flow batteries could become an important tool for integrating more renewable energy into the grid and accelerating the energy transition.
Thanks, Celeste, for the insights on Aqua Battery, that innovative energy storage startup out of the Netherlands. In other startup news, Smart Reporting, a leading medical reporting technology provider, has just completed a 23 million euro Series C financing round led by TVM Capital Life Science with participation from Bayern Capital and existing investors. The company plans to use the capital to expand product development and strengthen its presence in key international markets. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent, Abby. This funding comes on the heels of Smart Reporting, recently partnering with Solventum, formerly 3M Health Information Systems, to boost its global reach. What can you tell us about Smart Reporting's technology and why it's attracting investor interest?
Smart Reporting has developed a fully voice-controlled, data-driven documentation solution called Smart Reports for doctors, particularly in radiology and pathology. It enables workflow automation and generates machine-readable data, making it a key component for digitalization in healthcare. The software is already distributed globally through partnerships with major players like Siemens Healthineers, GE Healthcare, and Canon. With the number of medical findings growing and radiologists decreasing, there's a critical need for more efficient reporting solutions, like what Smart Reporting provides.
The company also sees opportunities in leveraging recent advancements in generative AI and large language models to further enhance reporting efficiency. How might those technologies come into play?
Smart Reporting believes generative AI and large language models are ideally suited for diagnostic procedures in radiology and pathology. These technologies can help counteract radiologist overload by providing effective assistance systems. In the coming months, Smart Reporting plans to expand its product portfolio to include more large language model services. This technology focus, along with the company's industry partnership strategy, is what attracted TVM Capital Life Science to lead the funding round.
To support Smart Reporting's international expansion and product development plans, the company has also made some additions to its management team, correct? What can you share on that front?
Yes, Christian Mattson, an experienced B2B software executive, has joined as CFO and COO. Dr. Sigrid Auwetter, a Smart Reporting veteran, has taken on an expanded role as Chief Product Officer. They join the existing leadership team of co-CEOs Wieland Sommer and Peter Van Overtveld, and CTO Christian Odacker. This reinforced management lineup reflects Smart Reporting's ambitions to become the international market leader in radiological and pathological reporting.
Thank you, Abby, for the insights and analysis on Smart Reporting's new funding and growth plans. We will continue to monitor developments with this rising health tech player. Shifting gears to another startup making waves, Lithium Lasers, an ultra-short pulse laser technology company based in Rovereto, Italy, has announced it has raised 2 million euro in funding from 360 Capital and Primo Space Fund. The company plans to use the fresh capital to accelerate the industrialization and commercialization of its products, as well as start working on a new line of UV lasers. For more on this, we're joined by our startup correspondent. So what exactly does Lithium Lasers do, and what is unique about their technology?
Lithium Lasers has developed an ultra-short pulse laser called FemtoFlash that is used for material processing, biophotonics, and nonlinear optics applications across several industries like aerospace, healthcare, automotive, and consumer electronics. What makes their laser technology stand out is that it provides high dimensional accuracy and tighter tolerances. And because of its ease of integration, the FemtoFlash is easier for clients to install, which helps lower their setup costs.
The aerospace industry was specifically mentioned as a key market for this type of laser technology. How are ultra-short pulse lasers used in that sector?
In aerospace, these lasers are highly effective for manufacturing microcomponents with very fine precision. They are especially used for marking carbon fiber reinforced polymer components, which is a composite material used extensively in aerospace applications. Being able to very accurately mark and machine these advanced composite parts is critical.
And it sounds like the market for ultra-short pulse laser technology is expected to grow significantly in the coming years. What's driving that growth?
That's right. The ultra-short laser pulse market is projected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of over 14% through 2028, reaching nearly 4 billion euros in size. A key factor fueling this growth is increasing demand for microelectronic manufacturing, especially in the consumer electronics space. As electronics get smaller and more precise, advanced laser tools like ultra-short pulsed lasers are becoming essential.
How does Lithium Lasers plan to use this 2 million euro in new funding to grow the company and expand its impact in the market?
The company says the capital will allow them to rapidly industrialize their FemtoFlash product to scale up manufacturing and sales. They also plan to broaden their capabilities by developing a UV laser version to work with an even wider range of materials. In parallel, Lithium Lasers will be building out a high-performance laser processing platform to take on complex manufacturing challenges for customers.
Thanks for the update on Lithium Lasers. Shifting gears to another startup development, global venture capital firm Startup Wise Guys has launched a new construction tech specialized fund and accelerator program in Saudi Arabia. The fund aims to nurture innovation and expansion within the construction sector, which is craving transformative advancements, cost efficiencies, and scalability. Here with more details is Simply Startups correspondent Michael. This fund seems well aligned with Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030 plan. What can you tell us about the key people and partnerships behind this initiative?
The Construction Tech Fund is being spearheaded by two seasoned general partners at Startup Wise Guys, Cristobal Alonso and Hassan Haider. They see huge potential to provide cutting-edge technologies that can foster growth and development in Saudi Arabia's built assets, in line with the ambitious Vision 2030 projects. Startup Wise Guys is collaborating with Sidra Ventures on this fund. It also has a key partnership with architecture firm WZMH, which will be working to establish a satellite research and development lab called SparkBird in Saudi Arabia. SparkBird will focus on developing innovations tailored for the Saudi construction market.
In addition to the fund itself, Startup Wise Guys is also launching an accelerator program in the region. What will that program entail and aim to achieve?
Right, Startup Wise Guys is known as one of the most active B2B startup accelerators in Europe. They'll be leveraging that expertise to empower entrepreneurs and innovators in the construction tech space through this new accelerator in Saudi Arabia. Startups participating in the program will have the opportunity to collaborate with experts and mentors from Startup Wise Guys' extensive global network. The goal is to provide valuable insights and guidance to help these startups scale their businesses globally. Haytham Al-Foray, a founding partner at Sidra Ventures, emphasized that the program will focus on attracting both local and international startups to help establish Saudi Arabia as a hub for construction and real estate innovation.
What's the timeline for launching this accelerator program, and how can interested startups get involved?
Startup Wise Guys, Sidra Ventures, and WZMH are aiming to launch the accelerator program in the third quarter of 2024. They'll be announcing more details soon on how startups can apply to participate. That information will be posted on the organization's websites, so interested entrepreneurs should keep an eye out there for the latest updates and application instructions in the coming months.
Thanks for the report, Michael. It certainly sounds like an exciting initiative to spur construction innovation in Saudi Arabia and beyond. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.